On this episode of the Thrill Geek Podcast, we talk about the massive Marvel expansion coming to Disneyland and the new changes to Pirates of the Caribbean at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, because that redhead's got a gun and a bottle of rum. And also, we'll talk the Marvel Avengers Infinity War trailer. Awesome. Thrill Geek Podcast now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Thrill Geek Podcast. Barry just got back from the Magic Kingdom, so he rode Pirates of the Caribbean with all the new redhead updates, and so we're going to talk about that later on. First things first, we're going to start with something we kind of skipped on last week's episode. Disneyland revealed some new concept artwork for Pixar Pier. Some of the dining venues, and also for the nighttime show. So we're going to discuss that really quick, and we got a couple other things we're going to get into, including the Marvel announcement, which just happened today. So kicking off here, we're going to start. They showed off some new concept artwork for Pixar Pier. We're still slowly getting a trickle of updates about this update coming to Paradise Pier. And the latest reveal that they did were for some of the dining venues that are getting changed over from current ones at Paradise Pier to new Pixar themes and the nighttime show at Disneyland. Yeah, is going to be getting some interesting additions to it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too thrilled with the artwork. I mean, albeit it's always conceptual artwork. It looks a little bit more on the tacky side. And, you know, I mean, the pier originally had a more tacky feel to it when it debuted. And then I feel like Paradise Pier was a little bit more, you know, they made it Victorian. And this seems to be going back to tacky, and I don't know why. Yeah. It's this whole thing has already always sort of felt like what this is a problem that they didn't need fixing. So,
you know, it's the whole Pixar Pier thing is interesting. People's various opinions on it, and you know, as you said, the vast majority of people are not excited about it, from at least the concept artwork that's been released. You know, a lot of the food options are just rethemed food stands that were already there. They're just throwing a Pixar overlay on them, so to speak. So, you know, and they also released a concept artwork for Jessie's Critter Carousel, which actually looks somewhat decent with all the characters on it and stuff. I think that was the best thing out of all this new stuff that they released, was the concept artwork for that, which of course right now is was King Triton's Carousel. And it's going to be now Jessie's Critter Carousel, which will be kind of themed around Woody's Roundup TV show.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely looks very interesting. And if they pull off some of the stuff that they've mentioned for the Incredicoaster, you know, that may end up being an improvement over California Screaming. I mean, I love California Screaming. So I think the best thing that seems to be coming out that may come out of the whole Pixar celebration is the Together Forever Pixar Nighttime Spectacular, because they have announced that besides many of the iconic Pixar films, Coco will be a part of the show. And I guess the neatest and the surprise thing we saw in some of the concept artwork is the fact that the Up House with the balloons and everything will be flying over Sleeping Beauty Castle during the show. So,
That's going to be really cool to see. I mean, unfortunately, I won't be able to see it in person ever, probably, but I'm going to be, I'm going to be very interested to see a video of it once. I'm guessing they're going to use the same wire cable system that they use for the other characters when they fly over the castle, kind of like they had Tinkerbell fly over Magic Kingdom's castle here.
Yeah, I mean, their wire system is different, where it runs from the Matterhorn to over where Big Thunder is. So, I mean, their Tinkerbell can actually go back and forth. So, I mean, I'm sure we will be seeing the Up House fly probably back and forth behind the castle. So that show is looking like it's going to be pretty cool. But you know, like I said, until we see the final product, you know, I always hold judgment, because, you know, sometimes this concept art, what you see in the concept art ends up being something completely different in person. So.
Yeah. And that's that, you know, that's unfortunately the case with a lot of theme park stuff, not just Disney. A lot of the concept artwork looks really cool, but then the final product is meh.
Yeah, I mean, it goes one way or the other. Either the concept art is sort of meh, and then you see the final product and it looks amazing, or like you said, it goes the other way. But
what I can remember with fireworks shows is usually the concept artwork holds fairly true to the final product. Yeah.
So. I think, you know, the bigger news to come out of Disneyland was basically sort of the bomb that was dropped today, that the Marvel expansion is coming to Disney's California Adventure. And we sort of knew this was coming, but the shocker is it will be opened by 2020, which, you know, based on past Disney building, this is almost unheard of. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you got Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opening up next year, and then right after that, this is going to be opening. So it's pretty. When I saw the 2020, I had to almost do a double take at that time frame, because I was like, "What?"
Yeah, no,
I couldn't believe
it. I mean,
it.
We're talking 2 years, and I mean, this is not something, you know, Disney normally does anymore is build something this fast. But I think it has a lot to do with the impact that Star Wars Land is going to have on Disneyland. And I think they really need something to counter over at California Adventure to deal with the crowds that will be
to kind of even it out
to deal with the crowds that will be coming to the parks. I mean, the parks are already crowded there. I mean, even there's not really a slow day at Disneyland anymore. I mean, it's always busy, and you know, they need to expand, much same way here at Walt Disney World. After many years of not adding stuff, they realize that they need to add stuff.
And California Adventure is a really small park.
Yeah, I mean, Disneyland, especially Disney California Adventure, they need to expand just because the sheer amount of people who are going to those parks now. And once Star Wars Land open, it's going to be even more people. So I mean, I'm going to be impressed to see how fast they put this together. I'm going to be interested to see how the rides are going to be, because, you know, they mentioned Spider-Man, and, you know, over here at Universal, we have one of the greatest theme park attractions in the world. So Imagineering's got a lot to live up to.
Well, remember that patent came out a while back for something that could be, I don't know, did you ever see that patent that Disney filed for with the swinging arms or whatever? So, you know, maybe that could be a possibility for a Spider-Man ride over there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the plans for this have been, you know, for the last probably few years, they've been working on the plans for this, and they're going to go full steam ahead. But it looks like,
well, they also had that time capsule thing. Remember, everybody was wondering what that was when. I think it was around when Mission Breakout opened. Everybody's like, what's this Avengers time capsule thing?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see opening by 2020. And Disney said, quote, Spider-Man, the attractions. I'm reading the, it says this attraction, because it's talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout will be the anchor attraction, and then Spider-Man and the Avengers and what will become a completely immersive superhero universe.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing is how many more attractions are we going to get out of this? I'm going to say only one, it's going to be sort of disappointing. But
yeah, they really didn't get into any details as far as what is going to be in these new lands, just that they're coming. So it'll be interesting to see who knows with an opening by 2020, like you said, it could be only one new ride. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Then, we got some more information. We already knew Marvel Land was coming to Disneyland, Studios Paris. Disney Studios Paris. And we got some more information, coming that I guess the thing they have kicking off this summer, the Marvel Summer of Superheroes, will feature a brand new stage show featuring your favorite Marvel characters, and the new show will feature special effects projections and even drones. So, and this is, I believe, an indoor show.
Yeah, I was scrolling through the press release earlier, and they specifically said indoor drones indoors, or indoor drones or something like that. So it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. You already mentioned all the other stuff that's going to be going on in the show. So that's, like you said, that's all going to be part of the Marvel Summer of Superheroes, which kicks off June 10th at Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this show is, because, I mean, we obviously have, like, the Marvel Universe live shows that tour, and it'll be interesting to see what they do with this. But I'm hoping this will be a cut above that show, but we'll see.
Yeah, and, of course, they got the Rock and Roller Coaster being changed into the Marvel ride, and their hotel... Their hotel in New York is going to be getting updated to some Marvel stuff too. So all sorts of Marvel stuff going on here. It's almost hard to keep up with it. I had to go through and refresh myself. And they also touched on Hong Kong Disneyland, which again is getting the Ant-Man and the Wasp ride, which is replacing Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
And that opened up last year. And
Iron Man Experience opened up last year.
That's right. Yeah. Iron Man, the Iron Man attraction opened up last year. I think that I can't remember when the Ant-Man ride is supposed to open.
I'm not sure. Cause I do know there's something new coming to Hong Kong every year through 2023, whether it's a new attraction or a new show. So they've got a lot coming over the next few years. So,
and the other thing that was really cool were all these posters that they released, the Recruitment Begins posters.
Yeah.
I posted them all on the article on the website, so you can go there and check them out. They're all really cool posters. They released one for Hong Kong. They released one for Paris. And they released one for here in California, over in California. And did you see what I posted on Twitter about the tram for the Disneyland one?
Yeah.
It looks like a Spider-Man tram. Did you see that?
Yeah. Some people have talked about whether it's a tram or, God forbid, the red car trolley.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The trolleys. Yeah. Could the trolleys be getting... Because there's a giant spider on the front of it.
I can tell you now, the reaction would not be very happy.
Yeah. Oh, and I posted this on Twitter. Can I just go on the record and say... You know, there was all this discussion about the name change for Hollywood Studios. If any park needs a name change right now, it's California Adventure. Because with this edition, the whole California theme is just going to the wayside, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know why when they redid it, they didn't rename it like Disney's Adventure Park or something like that. I mean, they've really just kicked the California theme out the door for the most part, except for, you know, I guess about half, still half the park. But I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's still some attractions that are hanging out with the California theme,
but the other thing too is, I guess, you know, we didn't really touch on it. Bugs Land is going bye-bye.
Yeah, that's the other thing for this Marvel expansion at California Adventure. Something's got to go, and that's going to be a Bugs Land, which apparently it's tough to be a bug, closed yesterday, the 19th. And they said the rest of Bugs Land is going to be closing later this year. They didn't give an exact time frame, and I'm so sad because I'm going to lose my whatever it's called, the Choo Train or whatever.
Choo Train.
Yes, I love that ride. It is the cheesiest but most fantastic ride ever. But anyways, that's just my personal opinion.
I won't miss Tuck and Rolls, super slow, not really bumper cars.
I forgot about when we were there 2 years ago with my oldest son Jordan, we did those and we weren't overly impressed with them.
Years ago we rode those, and I think we there's a POV video I've got somewhere we shot where we pretended like we were moving in slow-mo. Like, and we're about to hit each other, and it's hilarious because those things are like ridiculous, like just
slow,
and they don't do really anything. But
no, from what I remember, I won't miss those. But I will miss the Choo Choo Train, because that ride is just hilarious, horribly awesome. It's just one of those rides that's super cheesy, but it was hilarious. So, anyways. That's all the crazy Marvel stuff we got going on right now. So Disney's just churning out all this Marvel stuff. So crazy times right now. So moving on here, what do we got going on? Oh, you're redhead. We're moving on. We're going back here to Orlando. Like I said at the beginning, you just got back from Magic Kingdom. So and you briefly posted your thoughts on the Twitter account, but let's hear your thoughts here while we're recording.
Yes, we want the redhead not to shoot us. I got to ride it twice tonight. It's day two of the updated Pirates of the Caribbean. As far as the new auction scene goes, the scene looks great. I mean, it's got new, as far as I could tell, they put in new lighting. It's lit well. The new red audio animatronic, very fluid, very definitely in an advanced AA. I don't know if they replaced the auctioneer, but he definitely seems a little bit more fluid than he was before. Obviously, they replaced the women who were in line with residents of the town.
Yeah.
Holding like, you know, different things like what they're holding, like artwork and different things from the town. Whereas the plump lady now is holding chickens and they're auctioning off the hens and
10 for a hen or something like that.
Yeah. And the scene looks great. Like I said, the movements of the animatronics look great. The sound looks great. It's obvious they finally replaced the sound system there, which, you know, thank God after all these years. And that's one thing I did actually notice in certain sections of the ride. I think they did go through and replace some speakers. I would hope that they finally did, because like Barbossa is, you can hear him a lot better. And actually, he's almost too loud. Because his voice actually bleeds into the Carlos, the well scene. So hopefully they'll adjust that at some point. But you can clearly hear him.
Whereas you couldn't before?
No, I always felt that he was a little muffled before. But whatever they did, he's a lot more clear and a lot louder. Unfortunately, in that scene, though, there's still, you know, there's no projections on the cloud projections going on in the ceiling, at least last night tonight when I wrote it. There's no more projection of Davy Jones or Blackbeard. I don't know if the projector was off.
Oh, the mist wall projection at the beginning? Yeah,
the mist was going, but
the projection wasn't there?
The projection wasn't there. You know, they took the mermaids out of the beach scene. You know, they took the boat and the skeleton, and they actually expanded the beach scene. So I guess it makes it so they can evac there when they need to. So, no. You know, right before.
Go ahead.
Right before the drop. The scene itself, like I said, it looks great. The audio, the movements of the audio animatronics are great. The script and the voice acting is just okay.
I think that's, I mean, you know, I told people on Twitter and stuff, I was going to hold, you know, final judgment until I actually ride it. But from all the videos I've seen on Twitter and Facebook, and even the one you posted on the Thrill Geek Facebook page and now on the YouTube channel, I think my biggest, not complaint, but just, you know, kind of where I scratch my head is the, like you said, I think me and you are kind of on the same page for all the new Redhead scene. It looks great. The audio sounds great, but the voice acting and the portrayal of the scene, like you said, the script, just something seems off.
Yeah, I mean it's you know, and I don't even have an issue. Some people said, well, you know, the Redhead look of the Redhead looks different than the other pirates, but you know, there are some pirates that are more realistic looking than cartoonish looking throughout the ride. There are quite a few pirates that actually have more of a look almost human in different parts of the ride.
There's all sorts of people trying to figure out if it was Jane from Great Movie Ride or Sigourney from the alien scene, if they just used her face.
It would make more sense if it was Jane, because Jane talked.
Yeah.
I could see that. You know, there's been a rumor that they reused the Wicked Witch body for her. You know, there's been all kinds of rumors.
I never saw that. That's interesting.
But, you know, I don't have a problem with the way she looks. I think her movements are great. The auctioneer, the weird thing is the auctioneer doesn't sound as bad in person as it has on some of the videos I've seen. It didn't as stand out as much in person. And I don't know if that's because you have all the audio going on around you, whereas it's not just coming from a speaker or in your headphones. You know, you're immersed in the audio. So I think it comes off better in person than it does on video. But like I said, does it ruin the ride? To me, no. I mean, it's an update. Most people aren't going to notice. Most people aren't going to care.
Let me ask you, do you think, of course, the other big debate is, whether this update was to get rid of the whole, you know, auctioning off the bride scene, or if it was to, a lot of people were saying it was to give the female, the redhead, a more dominating, I guess you could say, role in the attraction.
I think,
cause I know, actually,
I mean, in this day and age, unfortunately, yes, it is a ride. Yes. You know, it is a cartoonish ride, but human trafficking and slavery is like a huge problem in the world right now. Like it's a problem in the United States of America.
Yeah.
You know, not to get political. And it's times change, attitudes change. And I don't have a problem with the update. And you know what? It's probably, there's going to be a lot more different kinds of Redhead merchandise they can probably sell now.
Yeah. And I found this really quick. I found this interesting article on the LA Times. One of the, I think her name's, I took a screenshot here. She was, I don't know if she still is currently, but she's an Imagineering executive, Kathy Mangum.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And she had an interesting quote. She said, quote, "I hate to say times are changing, but there's an advancement in pop culture and society, and the time felt right. We didn't link it to any one initiative, But as we talked about it, we couldn't think of a really valid reason for keeping it as it is. So, according to her, Disney really didn't specify an exact reason to changing the scene. They just went ahead and did it. So,
and it seems like each Pirates ride, I mean, we'll see once Disneyland opens, there each scene is a little bit different. Like Paris's, which already has it, you know, she's holding a different type of gun. I think a different type of, she's holding like a rifle, and it's actually a different, it's not even the same head. It's a different, you know, animatronic. So, I mean, it seems like each park's going to have their own unique version.
This may be a dumb question, but did Tokyo's change yet?
Tokyo's apparently, I think, has not changed.
Because they have the redhead scene, right?
Yes, they have the redhead scene.
Interesting. So,
and I have not heard anything about Tokyo's changing.
Yeah, because like you said, Paris has already changed, and Disneyland's goes down soon, I think, right?
I believe so.
So that one's going to change. And then, of course, ours just opened back up. So I'll have to get out there, ride it, and, you know, give my final thoughts on it. But it seems like me and you are kind of on the same page, whereas, you know, it looks great. The sound is great as far as the quality goes. It's just something weird about the script and the way the scene plays out, I guess, is...
Yeah, I mean, it,
Disneyland's, correct me if I'm wrong here.
No. And Disneyland's goes down April 23rd, so they're waiting until after the Easter spring break holidays to shut theirs down.
Gotcha.
And theirs does not have a reopening date, so they may be getting a more massive overhaul than ours is, even though ours is still due. They still need to fix a bunch of problems in ours.
Yeah, ours breaks down a lot. I mean, it broke down yesterday morning when it opened up for the first time after the refurbishment, after all the changes. So,
well, I mean, we've had this discussion before. The plastic boats need to go. They need to bring fiberglass boats back. It's just a matter of time of when they're going to decide to finally spend the money and do that.
Yeah.
And because that's been the problem since day one, since they brought in those cheap plastic boats, which I'm assuming was to save money.
Yeah.
Instead of buying new fiberglass boats, which are lighter. And that's what tears up and causes that ride to break down, because those boats hit bottom way too much.
Yeah. So but we got, we were quick to, after Barry got back here, we were quick to get everything up on, we have just the redhead clips on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thrillgeek. And you shot a full on-ride video, which is now on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thrillgeek. You can watch it there, see all the little changes they did, and experience the new redhead scene for yourself there. So
yeah, and we'll have a link to that in our show notes for today's podcast.
Yeah, and I'll get it up on the website too, and I'll get it all over the place. So, last but not least, we got a new Infinity War trailer that me and you enjoyed very much. And you told me yourself you've watched it, what, 20, 30 times?
Yeah, I've watched about 30 times. I can't stop watching it. You know, those of you who've listened to us before know after the first Infinity War trailer, I was sort of, okay. I was more excited about Black Panther.
Yeah. And
which... You know, I had all the reason to be excited about Black Panther, because Black Panther was awesome, and it still blows my mind that it's, what, 5 weeks in a row it's been the number one movie. That's just insane.
Yeah, it's still killing it.
It's still killing it. The Infinity War trailer is one of the best trailers I've ever seen. I mean, it is just... I don't think it really spoils anything, but boy, it drops some amazing little snippets and shots in that trailer that are just, you know.
Yeah. There are a lot of moments that were kind of jaw dropping.
Yeah. And we know that barely reveals any of the craziness that we're going to see in this movie. That, you know,
one of the cool things I loved was the Iron Man's new his speed boost thing. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was the like rocket boost that that he has. I mean, and obviously he once again has, you know, a new set of armor.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I'm trying to go through the trailer here and kind of bullet point some of the.
I mean, I liked how they get it. They had like Gamora just give sort of, you know, obviously it's in the movie, and it looks like we get a flat, and looks like part of her explaining Thanos, we're going to get a little flashback to when he arrives on her planet.
Yeah.
Because you see her tiny little hand in his.
And you find.
But I like how they have her in the trailer edited it with, you know, her giving a little bit of backstory, just enough to tease people who don't maybe know everything. Don't really know that much about Thanos, but it's enough to give a tease of, you know, this is who he is. This is what he wants to do, you know?
Yeah. Cause I mean, you have the people, I mean, not everybody's read Marvel comic books. So this trailer, I think, was enough to kind of give people an insight of who Thanos is, what kind of a bad guy he is, what he's going to do. I mean, the first trailer kind of hinted at how bad of a bad guy he is. But this one really showed how much of a badass he is.
I like the fact that in this trailer, you saw Banner. You didn't see the Hulk.
Yeah.
Even though I think there's definitely a very, very big hint of who might be in that Hulkbuster suit when that major battle happens in Wakanda. There's a lot of theories I have on who's going to die in this movie. So, and I really think someone's going to die in the first 10, 15 minutes of this movie.
There is I'm starting to kind of put together my list of who's going to die. So maybe we can do a spoiler filled episode before it releases and kind of do our place our bets as to who's going to kick the bucket. So
I'm really, yeah. I mean, I won't say who. We'll definitely I think the week before, we definitely need to give our spoiler filled section of the podcast. But
yeah, no, we can.
I'm really thinking 4 to 5 are going to bite it in this movie.
I think at last count I had about 3 or 4. So we might be. Well, it'll be interesting to see what you have and what I have. So. The other thing that was really cool about the trailer were the Black Order. We finally got to see them with Loki and everything.
Yeah, we finally got to see a shot of them, and I mean, it was very short, except for the one, and I can't remember his name off the top, the one who's torturing Doctor Strange, but you got to see a close up of him, and I don't know if they're going.
I got the list right here for you. It's Proxima Midnight, Ebony Maw,
yeah.
Corvus Glaive, and Cole Obsidian.
I think that was Corvus Glaive was the one who was torturing Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proxima Midnight is the female one.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see. You know, Corvus Glaive, he looked like a mixture of CG and prosthetics.
Is that the one that looks like Voldemort?
Yeah.
That everybody was comparing to Voldemort.
I mean it's going to be interesting to see if they're all full CG. They haven't really revealed if they're all full CG or if it's going to be a mixture. Because I don't even know if they've ever put out who's playing them.
Yeah.
If they've tried to keep that a secret for right now.
And where is Hawkeye?
Where is Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Where is the Wasp? Where is Nick Fury?
Yeah.
I there's a theory I have on those too. So
and my guess, I mean, this really isn't no, you know what? I'll save it.
Yeah.
I'll save it for our spoiler.
I will say I've already gotten my tickets.
I haven't gotten mine yet. I fail.
Yeah, we are going to 7:30 at the big IMAX at Point Orlando. not the most perfect seats there. It's like fifth row on the side, but still, this is a movie actually you should see in IMAX because it was shot in IMAX.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
So I don't think they've revealed everybody who's playing the different.
And this wasn't the last trailer, was it?
I think it is. I think it's the final trailer. Obviously, we're starting to get different TV spots.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Actually in the IMDb they haven't really revealed who's playing. They have who's playing Ebony Maw, but I don't think they have who's playing all the other villain characters.
So, yeah. So, what was your favorite scene from this trailer? If you had to pick one.
Well, dialogue wise, it's got to be the Star-Lord Iron Man, the plan thing.
My kids, my oldest especially, he watched that part about 600 times, the whole your plan sucks.
Yeah,
it's a good plan, but it sucks.
That was obviously great, and of course the tag at the end with Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
And like I said, even if you're not married, but every married man has had that conversation, and the look on Tony Stark's face is every husband's face when they have that conversation with their wife.
Yeah, no, I mean it's hilarious, and
those two together are just it's comedy gold.
Oh no, I think there's going to be the light moments in this movie, like any Marvel film. This is going to be a dark movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and we still don't know. I'm wondering if by the end of that movie, they will finally reveal the name of next year's Avengers movie.
Because it's not going to be, because it was originally Infinity War part two, right?
Yeah, and now they're just calling this Avengers Infinity War. But this isn't going to be the end of the story.
Yeah. No, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot they're not doing the Infinity War part one and part two anymore. So
I have a feeling this movie's going to end in a dark place because, you know, we have to have act two.
Yeah.
I think
if I had to, I mean, going back to, like I said, I asked you your favorite part in the trailer. I really like the, it's a quick scene. It's a quick clip in the trailer. But when Thanos goes to punch Captain America and he holds it, I think that's a pretty powerful scene, at least in the trailer.
That's a powerful scene. And then the scene right before that, where Thanos is talking to Iron Man. Like I said, we'll get more into that in our spoiler prediction episode, but and that's the question, you know, one of the things with seeing that scene, it's like, is Thanos just playing with Captain America there, or is, you know,
yeah, is it an actual struggle?
And so there's so many things to think about, and I'm sure even by the time we do the episode the week before it comes out, there'll be a couple of TV spots with a few things that weren't in this trailer. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm excited now. I am hyped. You know, I try not to get too hyped, but we all remember when Avengers came out and just how awestruck we were with Avengers, you know, because we've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see a movie that nobody 10, 15 years ago could have imagined, that this many characters in one movie. And that's the other thing, is if they can pull this off, that's just amazing.
Cause it's bringing all this together into one movie. I mean, how many films, 17, 16, 18,
18,
18 films later, they bring it to one.
Films, over 10 years.
Yeah. So I'm excited. This second trailer, like you said, I was excited when the first trailer came out. I was like, okay, this is going to be pretty cool. But this one really pushed me over the edge and was like, okay, this is going to be something really awesome. And I'm beyond excited now. So, I think that's it for us for this episode. Like I said,
yeah, I did want to touch on, real quick.
Sure.
I did get to go see, Cirque du Soleil.
Oh yeah.
This past weekend, got to see Volta, the new show.
Is that the one where the guy died? The guy?
Yes, that is the one where unfortunately.
God, I saw that. That's terrible. I was like,
yeah, where unfortunately, and I don't know. See, there seems to be some question of whether or not his act debuted that Saturday.
The one you saw?
I mean, I saw Ariel, whether he was in the Ariel Straps act. I don't think he was in the one we saw.
Yeah.
His name, I believe, is Jan Arnaud, and I'm sorry if I misspelled that. He is 15 year veteran with Cirque du Soleil.
Oh wow. So he wasn't new. He was.
No, I mean, he was new to this act, the Ariel Straps act, which is it's the thing I sort of posted on Twitter and, you know, talked about with, you know, various people I know, is like a lot of the Cirque acts, not all the performers, but a lot of these people are risking their lives. And
yeah, and I saw you tweet that, you know, a lot of these Cirque acts are people are literally putting their lives on the line for our enjoyment.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and that's what makes that act so amazing, is the fact that they're flying over the audience with you. And the only thing they're doing is holding on with their hand,
holding on to some strips of fabric.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that makes that act so amazing. But I mean, it's sad that it happened. I mean, Cirque has, you know, had a few deaths over the years, you know, but unfortunately, I will say, though, going back to the show, show was amazing.
Sorry, I started that on a kind of a somber note.
It's hard not to bring it up. The show was amazing. It is very different than the other Cirque shows. And number one, the music is very pop, rock, dance.
Yeah.
The Cirque shows, the music is a mix of like sort of like an old style or classical. And actually the vocals were in English, which I've never seen before outside of obviously the Michael Jackson or the Beatles Love Cirque shows. Yeah. So that was very different. It was very modern, and some of the acts in that show were really impressive. They did a trampoline act similar to the finale that Lanuba had, where, you know, they would bounce on the trampoline and sort of like walk up a wall or bounce over the wall.
Yeah.
And they literally had like they had the wall in the middle with trampolines on each side of it. And they were literally like bouncing up and flying over the wall onto the trampoline on the other side.
That's cool.
And they just did a lot of unique staging, and it actually ended up with like a BMX bike finale with, I think it was five or six, guys on like three and they had like three half pipes that meshed into each other. And also had this giant vertical plexiglass platform that they would fly up off one of the half pipes and literally like bounce their bike or their foot off the vertical plexiglass platform.
Yeah.
It was a pretty impressive show. I would definitely check it out.
Is this a permanent show or is it traveling?
This is one of their traveling shows in the big top.
I was going to say, because it looks like a circus big top.
Yeah, and it's actually their newest show, which is sort of – Tampa normally doesn't get – usually don't here in Florida don't get the show when it's like this new. So,
yeah.
And it's actually, you know, moving on to New Jersey outside of New York. And so I would definitely if you get a chance to see the show, check it out, because it is a pretty amazing show.
That's cool. I'll have to watch some clips on YouTube, because it sounds like I'm a big BMX. I always love watching BMX stuff, so I'll have to see if I can see a clip of that.
Yeah, they did some crazy tricks that that was pretty amazing. The whole show was pretty cool. I mean, I loved it. It was, I think I tweeted that it was my 12th. It was actually my 13th Cirque show I've seen. Yeah. So
that's cool.
So I'm a fan, but that's cool. And I think the other thing we got coming up, I guess we should start the Voodoo Watch with Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah, that looks like it's getting there, and they actually, the signs are up, the inside's looking ready to go, so it's going up quick. So
I've heard any day now, basically.
Pictures I saw, some of the flooring still needed to be done inside the building, but the signs are on. The outside of the building looks nearly complete, so any day now we'll be consuming Voodoo Donuts at City Walk at Universal Orlando, so I'm excited.
I imagine like most of the restaurants at City Walk, they'll start soft opening, and then there'll be an official grand opening day.
Yeah, so we'll be sure to go out there and check that out once it opens, and we'll obviously talk about that here and try some of the donuts and all that fun stuff. So I think that's it. Anything else you wanted to touch on, or we'll save it for next week?
Nope, I think we covered everything. And like we've said, at Thrill Geek on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/ThrillGeek, like and follow our Facebook page.
Yep, and our newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter, thrillgeek.com/newsletter. Every week I have a new newsletter going out with our top stories from throughout the week. The latest episode of the podcast will be on there. And we also throw the whatever latest YouTube video we got going on the YouTube channel on there. So everything in a convenient email format. And there was one other thing I wanted to mention. Oh, I just found out tonight we are on Spotify. The podcast is now on Spotify. So you can actually stream us now on Spotify, which is really cool. I submitted to be I submitted the podcast to be on Spotify like a month and a half ago. So I've been periodically opening up my phone and opening up the Spotify app and searching Thrill Geek. And I looked tonight and there we were. So we're now on Spotify. You can just go on and search Thrill Geek podcast and you can follow us on there. So you can get all the latest episodes on there. And
So you can stream us, you can download us from the website. We're on Google Play. We're on iTunes.
Yep. We're getting there. Stitcher, some of the other
ones.
That's
crazy.
Thank you guys again for supporting and listening, and we'll see you guys again next week.
See you in the parks.